I parked on Hamilton and power walked half a block to Vinny's. I was pumping myself up for the confrontation, getting my adrenaline going, raising my energy level. I barreled through the door like Wonder Woman, gave Connie a thumbs up, and went straight to Vinny's office. The door was open. Vinny was behind his desk, hunched over a racing sheet. "Hey," I said. "How's it going?" "Oh, shit," Vinny said. "Now what?" That's what I like about my family. We're so close, so warm, so polite to each other. I want an advance on my fee. I have expenses associated with the job. An advance? Are you kidding me? You're joking, right? I'm not joking. I'm going to get $10,000 when I bring Morelli in. I want a $2,000 advance. When hell freezes over. And don't think you can pull more of that blackmail crap on me. You blab to my wife, I'll be as good as dead. See if you can squeeze a job out of a dead man, smartass. He had a point. Okay, so blackmail won't work. How about greed? You give me the $2,000 now, and I won't take my full 10%. What if you don't get Morelli? You ever think of that? Only every waking minute of my life. I'll get Morelli. Uh-huh. Excuse me if I don't share your positive attitude. And remember, I only agreed to this lunacy for a week. You've got 4 days left. If you haven't brought Morelli in by next Monday, I'm giving him to somebody else. Connie came into the office. What's the problem here? Stephanie needs money? Why don't you give her Clarence Sampson? Who's Clarence Sampson? I asked. He's one of our family of drunks. Usually he's perfectly peaceful. Every now and then he does something stupid. Such as? Such as try to drive with 150 proof blood alcohol level. On this particular occasion, he had the misfortune to total a police cruiser. He ran into a cruiser? Not exactly, Connie said. He was attempting to drive the cruiser. He ran into a liquor store on State Street. Do you have a picture of this guy? I have a 2-inch file with pictures spanning 2 decades. We've posted bail on Sampson so many times I know his social security number by heart. I followed her to the outer office and waited while she sorted through a stack of manila folders. Most of our recovery agents work a bunch of cases simultaneously, Connie said. It's more efficient that way. She handed me a dozen folders. These are the FDAs Morty Byers was handling for us. He's going to be out for a while longer, so you might as well take a crack at them. Some are easier than others. Memorize the names and addresses and hook them up with the photographs. You never know when you'll get lucky. Last week, Andy Zabotsky was standing in line for a bucket of fried chicken and recognized the guy in front of him as a skip. It was a good find, too. A dealer. We would have been out $30,000.